There was a definite kumbaya moment in the Matanuska Susitna Borough Assembly Chambers Thursday night.
Mr. Mayor, I move to set the mill rates at 9.662 area-wide and 0.52 non-area-wide.
Okay. Is there objection? Hearing none, that passes.
The Matsu Borough Assembly stayed well under the borough's cap in setting the mill rate for next year's budget. Mayor Larry DeVilbiss called the next question.
So, we have the final motion before us as amended at least 24 times, or 25 or 26. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, it passes by unanimous consent. Congratulations.
Assembly members, for the most part, called the current budget process the fastest in years. Assembly member Jim Sykes.
This first budget was an enlightening process, and since we've finished it in such short time, it was more like lightning.
It took two evenings of debate to get to the final question. The budget was amended 24 times, but the Assembly managed to lower the mill rate while retaining all employees. Assemblyman Jim Culver.
And the public was happy. That's one thing I really noticed. I don't know how many budgets I participated in where it was usually clamoring for school money or I think the level of service, our EMS, fire, our roads, schools, the public seems pretty satisfied with the level of service. Otherwise, they would have been here.
The spending package is expected to top $400 million when the final accounting is complete. The spending plan includes increases for Matsu's school district and for emergency response and includes funding for services like youth court and the sexual assault response team. The Assembly funded outdoor recreation projects and programs from Meadow Lakes to Hatcher Pass while providing money for floodplain mitigation program information and for a FEMA grant writer to apply for FEMA matching funds. Mayor DeVilbiss has until May 20th to line up his vetoes.
So I'm not going to absolutely tell you there won't be any vetoes, but I have one question to the school district at this point, and if that's all right, there I don't see a veto at this point.
DeVilbiss would not say more than that Thursday night. A reconsideration vote is set for Friday at 5 p.m. I'm Ellen Lockyer.